The next night, I was playing Beethoven. I came to a passage in the middle of the piece, and I stopped. I can't play it.
But you've played that passage a thousand times.
I know, but now I can't. I can't! I can't! I can't!
Martin!
I was playing so well only a moment ago. And suddenly I can't play at all.
You haven't been practicing lately. You've hardly touched the piano since you returned.
No, that's not why I couldn't play it. He must be near.
He? That's the second time this evening you spoke of...
Helen, there's something I must tell you. I must tell someone or I'll go mad. I don't know. Perhaps I am mad. Sometimes I think I am.
Martin!
Do you remember that cable I sent you from Rio de Janeiro?
Yes. You said the concert didn't go well.
I gave one of the worst performances of my career. That was the same night I noticed it.
Noticed what?
The presence of another being close to me.
Another being?
Yes, an invisible being. It was he who made me play so badly that night. He's been near me ever since.
An invisible being?
I know it sounds strange. Fantastic. But it's real, Helen. This thing seems to dominate me, to possess me. It came first in my sleep. But lately I've begun to feel its presence even in my waking hours. It controls my actions, like a hypnotist controls his subject.
Go on, Martin.
It doesn't speak to me directly. It merely echoes my words. But it makes its will felt. I fight to resist, but I can't. It hasn't gained complete control of me yet. I'm afraid it will, and I don't know exactly what I'll do.
Martin, were you despondent after that concert in Rio?
Despondent? I know what you're thinking, Helen. That my mind became unbalanced by the failure of my concert. Yes, I thought of that, too.
Did you?
I thought of every possible explanation. I don't know. Maybe it is hallucination. But I feel sure I can prove it's real. I feel... Wait a minute. I was right. He's near us now.
Near us?
Yes. Can't you feel his presence? Look, there. Didn't you see the curtains move? He's in here, Helen. In here.
The wind blew those curtains.
No, it's him, Helen. The invisible being. He came in through the window. Look, he touched the newspaper.
Martin, it's nothing but the wind.
No, Helen, it's him. It's him. I...
Martin, what's wrong? What's the matter?
I can feel him close. Taking possession.
Martin, why are you holding out your hands as though... Why do you look at me like that? Why don't you answer me? No, Martin, don't touch me. For heaven's sakes, don't. You're not yourself, Martin. Wake up. Wake up, Martin!